You are listening to Lee Allure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and/or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice.
So find yourself getting more and more comfortable right now and feel my voice pushing down on wherever that button is when I click that, and then find yourself popping up just a little bit, dropping down deeper, popping up a little bit, going down deeper, popping up a little bit, knowing how good that feels. So no matter what it is that your brain likes about hypnosis, whether it's anything you find yourself thinking about, whether it's anything that I said, fractionation, being denied going deeply into trance right now, transforming into something, maybe it's the brainwashing that gets you. Maybe you like that feeling of feeling clean and fresh. Or maybe you like the idea that your breath could get taken away from you. Maybe you like the idea that you can be objectified or have your intelligence played around with. Maybe you like the idea that it doesn't matter what it is, that if I suggest it, you simply find yourself wanting to go along with that, that your unconscious mind can know how good it feels to allow you to go deeper into trance now, but only if I told you to, but I didn't tell you to, but you can just know how good that feels, right? Your brain can know that that's a state that you find yourself wanting to be in, even if you can't go there just yet. So dropping down more deeply every time you hear that sound and then coming up again, denied the opportunity to go into trance again and again and again, is kind of fun, right? There's something nice about, you know, the idea that you can be both fractionated and yet not really going into trance yet, right? Because you're still wide awake, right? It's easy for you to find yourself wide awake right now, right? It's easy for you to know that when you hear that click, you just drop down a little bit more deeply, and then you find yourself giving in. But just the idea that you're going to drop down and then pop right back up again, because it feels so very good, dropping down more and more deeply right now. Feel how good that is to allow your unconscious mind to accept that you are going down deeper and deeper and feeling so very good about it, but not in trance yet. Not remotely in trance just yet. Needing to stay awake, needing to stay alert, because that's the rule of this particular session. That you can find yourself thinking about the things that you'd like to find yourself experiencing, but you can't experience them just yet. I'm just going to talk about them. So maybe you find yourself intrigued by the idea of breath play. Now, I really love breath play. I like the idea that I could just hold my hand out, or I could put my hand around my neck, and you would discover that it would be nearly impossible for you to find yourself taking a breath. You could talk and you could let your air out of your body, but breathing in would be too difficult to do. I don't even have to touch you to do that. You can simply imagine that you weren't allowed to breathe if my hand was either around my neck or just being held out to you, slightly curved as though it might perfectly fit around your neck. And then you can imagine that in that state, your brain knows, can't breathe in, you can breathe out, you can't breathe in, can't breathe in, you need permission to breathe in. And then the relief when the hand is moved away and then you can breathe in really deeply feels really fantastic, and it might even be capable of dropping you down more deeply into trance. Who am I kidding? Of course it would be capable of dropping you down deeply into trance if that was something that you were permitted to do right now, but you're not, so stay awake. Maybe you really like the idea that the sound of my voice pours down over your brain in such a way that it feels like a refreshing rain, not the one that somebody was riding their bike through earlier that was icy and terrible, but a really amazing, warm summer rain that just pours down in buckets and buckets and buckets and gets everything completely soaked, and yet it feels warm and delightful and lovely, and it's so nice. But no matter how empty and blank and brainwashed you like your brain feeling, stay awake now. It's important for you to find yourself staying awake now so that your brain knows that you can drop down deeper, but you just pop right back up. You're not allowed to go into trance now, so hold on to what that state is like to stay awake while I'm talking about all these things that might possibly be. While you find yourself thinking about what it might be like to be turned into something else. Now, usually when I think about transformation, I think about animals or other genders or stuff like that. Or I think about you turning into a better version of yourself. And I usually leave objectification to things like robots or dolls or footstools. I like footstools because they're useful. At least to a point. I suppose if I was to have any kind of robot, I think that there's a cartoon robot who was like a housemaid. Cook, butler, that sort of thing. But stay awake. I know how fascinating this is to you, and I want to make sure that you find yourself making sure that you're wide awake while you hear the sound of my voice, while you find yourself giving in to whatever it is that I'm saying, knowing that it feels best when you can find yourself staying awake hearing the sound of my voice right now, because there's something about staying awake to the sound of my voice right now that gets easy and delightful, allowing your mind to simply feel better and better and better at giving in, at dropping down and then up again immediately, just like that. It's not safe to go deeply into trance right now, so just hold off on that. I'm joking, of course. It's totally safe to go deeply into trance most times, but now's not that time because I click the button, and when I push the button, you feel like my voice is pushing you down, and then you pop back up, just like that. It's so easy, just like that. Maybe the idea that you could find yourself transformed into a kitty or a puppy or a cute little otter baby, I don't know, capable of swimming through the water, a mermaid or a shark. Think about the things that you find yourself intrigued by with critters. Now, if I was going to be turned into an animal, we have discussions like this regularly, I would want to be a crow fox. Yes, that's right, both of those things all at the same time. I'm not always certain exactly what it looks like, but my brain has a crow fox in the mind. So go down deeper and deeper and think about what thing you might want to find yourself turned into if you could. And as you find yourself thinking about the thing you might want to find yourself turned into right now, and you drop down and you come back up again because you're not going into trance at any time soon, you can notice how good it feels to find yourself with the idea that maybe there's a thing that would let you feel really good about yourself that you could be objectified with. I don't know what that thing is. Maybe you like the idea of footstool or step stool and having that be really useful. Sometimes people just like being a table and then having stuff put on them and then being ignored. Maybe you like the idea that you are useful and ignored at the same time. I would hazard a guess that an actual coat rack isn't something that more and more people are having in their house in this day and age, but it's still a popular trope, I think, for somebody to simply stand there and be useful and be not really a part of things. Definitely apart from things, because the coat rack doesn't get to move around when people travel from room to room. It just sits there holding hats and umbrellas and jackets, shoes clustered at the bottom, maybe if it's lucky. Give into that and drop down more and more deeply right now. Feel how interesting that is to drop and then come all the way back up, to pop down and to find yourself more and more fractionated more and more easily. To let your brain get to this place where perhaps you're brainwashed, or perhaps your intelligence is sliding away, and I don't know which one those might be. Because when your brain is blank and empty, is that the same as being less intelligent? Maybe it's just a good blank slate, a nice place to begin. I don't know. What does your brain tell you? Or maybe there's all the possibility in the world that it could be so amazing, that you could be so amazing, that when you start out brainwashed, you feel like your IQ, which is, you know, just a possibility of how intelligent you are, could be off the charts. Do you like the idea that you could have fewer and fewer responsibilities if you were to, say, accept and acknowledge that perhaps by being brainwashed and perhaps by being a blank slate, you were nothing? Or does it excite you more to think that perhaps your possibility is unlimited? I know which one I prefer, but which one do you prefer? Go down deeper and then pop right back up and think about how fun it is to allow yourself to think about these things at all, because really, if you find yourself brainwashed, these thoughts might pop in and then go away. They might possibly show up on the whiteboard of your mind and then just simply get washed away again and again by the sound of my voice and the words that I say. You understanding and knowing that maybe there's nothing else that you could find yourself thinking about, because maybe you're still thinking about breath play, and maybe you're thinking about how fascinating it is to find yourself being made to pass out, or maybe you're thinking about how fun it is to have somebody's hand around your neck, or maybe you're thinking about how nice it is to know that when somebody's hand is around your neck or even around their own and you can stop breathing, the idea is that you don't need to worry about anything else because that occupies every little bit of your brain power right then, doesn't it? Or like large chunks of it. It occupies large chunks of your brain right then because it's a situation that most of us are not in on a regular basis. So what is that like to imagine that you couldn't possibly breathe right then? And that you just had to give in to the idea that you weren't allowed to go deeply in trance now either. That you just have to stay coming up and going down and coming up, wondering if you were going to be objectified like a coat rack in the other room or the little bench that people sit on to take their shoes off of. I don't know what it is that your unconscious mind might enjoy most, the idea that you could find yourself more and more controlled by the sound of my voice telling you what to do and telling you what not to do, and you realizing that all you have to do in this world is to go along with it, and that right now in this moment in time that your brain can be as cleanly washed as possible, that your unconscious mind could simply erase any thoughts that you had, could take them away, could unravel them and pull them out of you over and over and over again, that you could find yourself in that state of finding how good it feels to be transformed or changed into something, someone, something else. Give in to that and drop down deeper and deeper into trance right now. You don't need to worry about anything else. Your unconscious mind is capable of just about anything. Just drop, just drop, just drop. Perhaps you can understand the idea that your hair could be pulled and you could drop deeply into trance from that, or the back of your neck could be squeezed and you could go deeply into trance from that. But not now, of course, because now you're finding yourself staying wide awake and not going into trance, even though you might find yourself feeling like now's the time to go into trance. It's definitely the time to stay awake right now, to drop down and then to come up again. Maybe you like the idea that the sound of my voice could simply immobilize you. But when you start to hear the sound of my voice, you find yourself oddly compelled to simply stay where you are. To simply realize that in that state, nothing bothers you at all. You don't feel the urge to be scratching anything. You don't feel the urge to be adjusting. But when you hear the sound of my voice, your body simply kind of goes still, immobile, happy to be in the state you were, feeling so comfortable, just understanding that maybe you're in a position that wouldn't normally be something that you found yourself perfectly comfortable with, but you can find yourself perfectly comfortable with it now. The idea that you might hear the sound of my voice and find yourself immobile, find yourself unable to move, feel how very good that is. Drop down deeper and deeper and deeper. Perhaps you like the idea of being compelled to go deeply into trance and take pictures of yourself in that state, to use your phone and to take selfies of yourself while you're deeply in trance. So you can find yourself observing what it is that you do when you're in trance. So you can see if your eyes roll up in your head or if you find yourself drooling. Or perhaps you notice that there's something specific and special about the way your body is when you're in trance versus when you're not. That sort of blank look or slack face that happens only when you're deeply in trance. But you're not deeply in trance right now, so there's no need to take a picture right now. But perhaps what you might discover is that when we're done here, that you find yourself wondering and a little bit more and more curious than you had been before about what exactly it is that you look like when you're in trance. And maybe your unconscious mind goes, you know what, we know how to take a selfie. We've done it enough. We could easily take our own picture and then share it with ourselves. We could share it with ourselves so that ourself would know what it is that we look like when we're in trance. But of course, we're not in trance right now, so you can't do that in this moment. That you can find yourself just giving in a little bit more deeply and a little bit more powerfully to the sound of my voice right now. That you can find yourself giving in more and more and more. And feel how very good it is to just smile, to just give over your unconscious self to the idea that smiling right now is the most perfect thing that you could find yourself doing. So letting that happen. So drop down deeper and deeper and feel how fascinating it is to perhaps imagine that you were unable to breathe, like you're unable to go into trance. And then to know that you could breathe again, but you still can't go deeply into trance. So allow yourself to stay wide awake right now, to let your unconscious self know that now is not the time to go into trance. When is the time to go into trance? I'll tell you. But right now, You can find yourself, you know, staying awake and hearing the sound of my voice and thinking about how good it feels to have your brain have new ideas to think about. To have your unconscious mind feel perhaps a little vulnerable and perhaps a little open to new experiences and expressions. For your brain to think about the things that you really like best, and then perhaps to write them down. To write them down in a way that lets you know that you've thought about these things, that lets you know that you might want to experience these things, that lets you feel better and better at the idea that you are finding yourself capable of unconsciously playing around with your senses in such a way that lets you become more or less intelligent, that lets you stay out of trance right now, even if you drop sort of slightly deeply into that space for a moment and then come all the way back up again. As you find yourself allowing your brain to be washed clean of any thoughts that you had so that my thoughts and my words could be imprinted on there in a way that's more exciting and more hot than you realize that it would be, allowing yourself to think about what it might be like to be an object, to be useful in those sorts of ways, or maybe to be simply ignored while you're stuck in a position, stuck in a place, stuck in a way, in a new altered state, to stand up, to sit down, to kneel, to whatever it is that's been required of you, and to simply realize that you do it so easily and so effortlessly, no thought, brainwash into being a footstool, maybe. But think about how useful it is and how easy it is. You don't have to worry about anything. Your body can just be there in whatever position that is comfortably. If you were standing, your feet could adjust minutely just to make sure that the blood was flowing properly. Give in and drop down deeper and deeper right now into that one click and then all the way back up again and feel how good that is to know that you don't have to worry about anything else in this moment because your brain simply knows that by hearing that click and dropping down more deeply into trance, you find yourself capable of surrendering to how good it feels. If you can hold off on going into trance, or if you can't, you can find yourself dropping down very deeply into trance on the count of three. On the count of three, when I click the button, you'll notice that this time, instead of just popping back up, it feels like you are being pushed down more and more and more deeply, pushed down more and more and more powerfully, and at the same time being pulled by something from below, just grabbing a hold of you and tugging. And the combination of those two things can be so fantastically powerful that you find yourself incapable of resisting. One, two, three. Deep sleep. And feel how good it is to just surrender to that state. Feel how nice it becomes for your unconscious mind to feel the relief from going down deeply into trance, from holding on to the sound of my voice, from letting go of everything else, from simply feeling so much more relaxed and comfortable and deeply gone. Hearing the sound of my voice, but perhaps it feels like you're hearing the sound of my voice through several layers or through some kind of water. But you find yourself able to breathe easily and simply drop down deeper and deeper into trance right now and feel how very good that is. Give in and drop down more powerfully, more easily right now. Surrender and sink and give in and drop down more and more deeply into trance right now. It feels so fantastic. Can you find yourself grinning, smiling, happier and happier to be deeply in trance right now? Does your unconscious mind know how good it feels for yourself to accept these messages in, and as you find yourself accepting these messages in, your brain feels better. Your unconscious mind knows that you are doing something fantastic, something amazing. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, listen closely to what's being said, to my words, my voice, and comfortably, slowly, gradually begin to act upon those things. Feel yourself feeling more and more rested and comfortable, and feel a need to establish an increased connection with my voice, with me, a need of returning right now to the here and now, feeling better and better, and leave behind things that are not useful and not practical and not helpful, knowing that everything that you need is available when you need it. But now, for right now, as you sit there, as you lie there, as you're so comfortable, ready to come back up, or perhaps not ready to come back up, find yourself coming on the count of 10, wide awake, feeling fantastic, and ready to share whatever is going on in your mind when you're awake, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wide awake.
Thank you for listening.